At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. Welcome in. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Fun show lined up over the next 3 hours. Plenty of baseball talk today. Opening day is tomorrow, and NFL talk as well. And some really good guests on the program today, Pauly, as well coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we are here until 10 a.m. Eastern time, 7 a.m. Pacific. We need to start, though, with a lot of news yesterday in the National Football League, one of which is, and just as a sidebar here, NFL owners voted to allow sportsbooks in stadiums to remain open on game days. That came through yesterday. And if I would have told you this 10 years ago, I would have been committed. I would have been.
Yeah.
This had zero chance of happening, probably not even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now, so your game day experience, and I get it. You know, we all have phones, yada, yada, yada. And you've been able to bet in certain states. But that's sometimes not that easy. I told you when I was at the UConn-Gonzaga game, I could not get a bet in. I don't too many people, cell phone network, whatever. So now you're going to be able to go up to where it's legal in these stadiums, and sportsbooks are going to be open. Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
So they're okay with this.
Yep. Roger Goodell in 2017, we aren't changing our position as it relates to legalized sports gambling. We still don't think it's a positive thing. And then the news yesterday, right? And then for so long, it's, well, we're very concerned about player safety. Well, let's go. Let's flex Thursday and let's have teams play two Thursday games. You know, and we used to work with a guy called the Sports Pig. May he rest in peace. And he would talk like this. And
Kermit the Frog.
Yes. And this is a long time ago, but he said, dare to be Salt Lake City. We're going to get the NBA, and we're going to get hockey. NFL's coming here. And I would walk out and I would yell at him during commercial breaks. I go, you're killing your credibility. Mm-hmm. You sound like an idiot. And he was ahead of his time, and he was a genius.
He was awesome. Happened.
But to go back to the fact that we get a team, now we're the mecca for sports, we'll get a Super Bowl, we're going to have the Final Four in 2028, how everything changed with legalized sports betting. I mean, absolutely. 10 years ago, he liked cuckoo's nest.
Yeah, and that's your big boy again with illegal sports betting pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
So that was announced yesterday. And then what you said, too, think about what's going to happen. Now, for some reason, the NFL is opposed to changing the onside kick, which is just, again, it was like three for 60 last year, or three for 55 in that neighborhood.
It's an onside play. You have no chance.
It's impossible. You can't recover an onside kick anymore. They are steadfast against that. No, we're not going to do the 4th and 15 or the 4th and 20. Not going to happen. Not on our watch. However, two new things that came out with the Thursday Night Football yesterday. They announced that teams are now, they can play on Thursday night twice two games per season, to which Patrick Mahomes, the best player, the face of the league, quote tweeted that from Albert Breer with the facepalm emoji. So here he comes out immediately, and the reaction is, you got to be kidding me. Or it was my sports update guy. Not Albert Breer. But that's what Mahomes did.
Yep.
And then then we, like, this hasn't happened yet with the Thursday night flex scheduling, but it's going to happen. You're telling me, Paulie, again, 22 owners were okay with it. This is what the reported numbers were yesterday, that 22 owners said, yes, we're for this Thursday night flex scheduling. 8 against it, 2 owners abstained. And as Breer points out, we're going to see if Roger Goodell, who was pushing for it, could get 24 votes in May.
Just because you're rich doesn't mean you're smart. You know, I mean, this is, I'd love to see what goes on in this room and be in that room with what these guys are kicking around. I mean, absolutely, this is going to happen. Now, Mara came out and said it's abusive. And what about player safety? And the players hate it. So not only are you going to go to, and it's, as Peter King wrote, he's right, it's a slap to the, right in the face to the fans. What this could, if you flex Thursday games and then you want to add 2 games, as much as 2 times a team can play on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to happen. And then, you know, Mike Florio also talked about within 5 to 10 years, I think they're going to play on Tuesdays and Wednesdays as well. So that goes back years ago to the Mark Cuban comment about, you know, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, whatever it is. But you look what they're going to do here. But the 4th and 15 makes too much sense. Mm-hmm. As you said before the show, that is an exciting play. The onside kick's a non-event, non-play. And if you just look at the other leagues, I think the fans would love it. Okay. In lieu of the onside kick, the 4th and 15, the Eagles said 20. But 4th and 20 or 4th and 15, if you pick it up, then the drive continues from that spot. And I'm not a fantasy guy. But if all this happens, and
I don't even want to go down that road. I mean,
okay, how about contests?
So that will drive me. Fantasy is destroyed. If Florio is right with this, and it's a prediction on him, right, but on his part, so that means that we're going to get not even a full slate anymore on Sundays, because we're going to have Monday Night Football. We'll have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday then. And he actually kicked around the idea to get rid of this rule they've had avoided Friday nights forever. That fantasy football's dead. That's my takeaway from it, is that if we have football on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm not playing fantasy football anymore. It's too big of a headache. I have no idea who's going to be. I got to set my lineups for the following week on Tuesday for that Sunday? Come on.
What if you go Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Sunday, and then talking for the contest standpoint? That's a whole nother, with the flex, they're going to flex Monday night later in the season.
Yeah.
What if they flex Thursday games?
Which is going to happen again.
That screws up all the contests.
If they need 24, and this is the first time they ever talked about it, and 22 owners were on board, they're getting it.
That's right. 2 didn't vote. So Goodell will say, hey, do me a solid here, and then bam, he has his 24.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's completely unnecessary.
But the 4th and 15 and other stuff, they won't change the pass interference. That's another one. Well, you got spot foul. You're going to have a 70-yard penalty. I don't understand what goes on in that room and how these guys think.
I wonder, Mike Palm's going to be in studio with us tomorrow, the VP of Circa Resort and Casino. Now, this sportsbook's only been in existence for a handful of years, but the popularity of their pick'em contest, the 5 a week against the spread, the Circa Millions, but more importantly, like the Survivor, and they already had discussions about this. I can't wait to talk to them about this now. They're probably throwing things in the back room.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are you doing to us?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Plus, if you want the whole, well, we want the marquee games and the best teams playing on Thursday. Well, what do you do if you want to go to the game and you're a fan or you have tickets? And, whoops, sorry, it's a Thursday night.
And
now,
you can't put your plans together until, like, basically the day before or a couple of days before.
Yeah. I'll tell you what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to add another bye if you're going to continue to do this to the players.
Yeah.
If you're going to do flexing and then 2 teams can play on Thursday. Just add another bye, and let's, as you said many times, let's just get to the middle of February with this.
Well, that's something that should be kicked around, and I can't believe we're not there yet, right? I think about all this, like you just said, all the greed here, and they're pushing it way too far, in my opinion. I actually don't think 18 games and 2 byes is that far off, and I can't believe we're not there already.
Oh, it's so bad. Cuban's right. Cuban's going to be right.
Oh, he is.
You can't do this. Now, as a fan and what we do here, that'd be awesome. I mean, when we had the pandemic, it was Tuesday doubleheaders, Wednesday
at noon.
Walking into it. Yeah, right.
Tune in.
And then with that Washington-Pittsburgh game, yeah, I think was it 3 o'clock Pacific, whatever it was. But if you start doing this, it's like you can't. Well, every time we put a game on, it gets the highest ratings. And we have the highest rated programs, top 100. We own TV. But if you, you know.
Are you doing the sports pick again? Did you go back?
I'm telling you, Mitch. So, right. But if you go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And, you know, Florio's got a good track record. He's juiced in, connected with NBC.
Yeah.
He called the whole Lamar Jackson thing as well and just said, mark my words, in 5 to 10 years, Tuesday, Wednesdays, regular basis.
Oh, boy. That's a total game changer. One of the things that makes this sport so special is that it's only been like once a week throughout its history. And then Monday night. Yeah. But now you're going to throw, that's going to be, what, 5 days a week?
Well, the comeback could be. Well, as long as people watch, they're gonna do it. Oh. As people always complain, how about this Thursday night stinker? And oh, Michaels can't catch a break. It's another game without we didn't have an offensive touchdown. And then you see, well, ratings are fine.
I don't want the league to hold us hostage the entire week. We need a couple of days off to let it breathe and get ready for the next week. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this is actually, I like this. The Chargers got this one through. They sent it in and it got approved. They asked for the league to provide greater clarity as to a player's availability for a game. That's how it was phrased.
Yes.
We need some clarity on that ourselves. It can't be so vague, but going into these games, we're going to have to know, like, okay, he's questionable, he's doubtful, it's a game time decision. Well, this is stuff that will be good. There's not going to be so much speculation on that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I know people might say the inside information's out the window at that point, but...
No, exactly. You're spot on. This past season was a debacle. It cannot happen with legalized sports betting. The Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Okay, big move on the Vikings 90 minutes before kickoff.
Bingo.
We didn't know if he was playing. And then the whole Herbert, Chase Daniel. That stuff cannot happen.
That was, again.
There was a huge move on that game because inside the stadium, it put on the Jumbotron, it said Chase Daniel's your starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And Herbert played. They got killed. But, I mean, this stuff, we need to know who's playing hours before the game. I mean, the Josh Allen thing was insanity.
No, that was just...
insanity. He's one of the best players in the league. You can't tell me an hour before kickoff, we don't know who's playing quarterback.
Yeah. And then he goes out there and he plays the entire time.
Yeah?
You can't, I mean, right. For that position, those are two of the best examples you're ever going to get. Can't do that.
Unacceptable.
Yep.
They got to clean that up. Longest winning streak of the regular season in baseball, 13.5, over plus 160 at Bet Rivers. These are the kind of house specials you can find and the creative stuff with the dynamite menu that they have. And you can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their squares for the basketball. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, bonuses, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
Last night had a little bit of everything, some ridiculous beats, some gigantic upsets. And now a team, Paulie, is on a run 13-1 in their last 14 games. And by the way, it's completely under the radar. We'll have all the details coming up in Win Some, Lose Some, recapping last night's betting action next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my
game.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
You want an eclectic mix? You got it. I loved doing this last night. What a night in sports, and we'll cover everything. Conference USA, 17-1 straight up in all the tournaments so far. They're going to win the NIT now. North Texas will play UAB for the title Thursday. Florida Atlantic in the Final Four. Charlotte won the CBI.
I believe I saw that they are 21-5 full season neutral courts.
Oh, my God. Can they get an at-large bid? And, I mean, this is ridiculous. What an all-time year for Conference USA. Congratulations. Magic Grizzlies under 234 down to 228. The Raptors from 3 up to 6. Routed Miami, no Butler. Hawks Cavs over 231 up to 239. Serious team, no Allen. Atlanta plus 2 went off the favorite, 1-2 as well. What's going on in Boston? This is enormous. Like, if the Cavs could catch the Sixers, Boston is vulnerable. Wizards plus 450, who have been awful. 11-point dogs routed the Celtics. Killed them. Horrible job by Boston.
They were never really in the game.
No, they weren't. And this is a horrible loss by OKC. This opens the door for Dallas. Hornets 4-1. Alexander didn't play, but the Hornets... Playing a role of spoiler here. That's the third time in a week they've been a double-digit dog and won a game.
Against teams that need the game.
That's right. That's right. Horrible loss by the Thunder. With tiebreakers and everything, there's no way Dallas was going to catch them unless they had a bad loss like this and it happened.
And Shea couldn't play last night.
Yep, I know. Yep. Great call by Lou Finocchiaro. Nashville plus 260. You know, I thought about this yesterday on the air. It's like, can Boston really be 330, 340, even though Nashville needs it? And I mean, they're going to set records, but still, you know what I mean?
Did you think about an anti-Boston parlay last night?
Well, I didn't think of that.
Plus 260 and then Wizards money line?
Well done.
Okay.
Sharks plus 175. I think the Jets are going to miss the playoffs. Calgary might catch them. Nashville might catch them. Bad loss.
I think if Calgary gets in, that team is going to be dangerous.
Yes. Now, here we go. There'll be a test on this later. Chris Otto at PSU Otto on Twitter. Oilers, goal in the first 10. Yes, 21-3 run. Vegas scored a minute in. They're also 12 in a row first period overs. 18-3 run first period overs as well. That's 1.5.
Yeah.
There's a lot of twos out there, but still, if you can find the over 1.5 and you want to lay the 180, the $2, okay.
That game was 3-2.
That's right.
11 minutes to play in the first period.
Just like their last game. St. Louis, goal in the first 10. Yes, 10 in a row and 14 of 15. Vancouver back on track last night. Montreal, 13 of 14, first period overrun. Montreal, that is under the radar. And 11-1 overrun in the second period for Montreal. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro. Watch the show live, VSiN.com. You always want to see these tweets and these videos.
Oh my God, Robert sent this in. He said once in a lifetime? That might be once in three lifetimes. Ultimate X, the only game in town. 25 cent 10 play. The person was dealt a full house, which means every hand then becomes 12 times, and then they are dealt aces and a kicker. That is a $120,000 jackpot on quarters. One time, Mitch. Look at that.
It's one of the sexiest things I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, it is. Look at that. Just sit there and all right, piece of cake. I bet that isn't going to happen to Bob Dancer.
I would immediately call you in work and say I'm off for the next week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You don't even call me.
Sure.
I'm done.
That's right.
I need 3 or 4 days.
Yep. Absolutely. That is nuts. How about this? How about this dog video? We got the baby has the flashlight, and you look at the dog here, but what is that? The kid keeps going around. He's trying to catch the light. What is that? And then the kid falls down, and the dog's still, what's going on? Where is this thing? And he's still going after the flashlight, grabbing. This is a magic trick, right? Looking at it. You had a dog like that, right?
A pug?
Pug, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good dogs, yeah.
Be great dogs.
Yeah, there you go. And the pug, look at the pug. He's looking at the wall. Where'd it go? What happened to the flashlight? The kid's toying with him, and the dog can't figure it out. It's phenomenal. Okay, and he's, that's crazy. Looking at the wall, still can't get it. I called this when we were on air working together years ago.
Oh, that you did.
They're going to do a 30 for 30 on Vancouver 2011. I'm just here for the riot. Oh, man.
I bet it's going to be outstanding.
I said, win or lose, if they get beat by Boston, they are going to burn the city to the ground.
Oh, and they did.
And they almost, yes, yeah. They did. Because yeah. They did the same thing in 94 when they lost to the Rangers. That is going to be wild to watch that. Lose some. UAB, 1.5 up to 5. They won by 2 in overtime. Utah Valley also went 25-9 ATS for the season, by the way.
Wow.
Celtics Wizards under 227 down to 222. Thunder Hornets under 231 down to 226. Some lose some? Are you going in fresh here? How about this dog-cat video where the cat, look at that, the cat slaps the dog in the face. Now the cat's standing, what am I going to do? I'm going to hit you with the left? Am I going to come in again? He's weighing his options, right? And the dog... And the dog comes in and just knocks on the ground. And I've had enough of you, right?
Good.
The cat keeps slapping the dog in the face. And then he's sitting waiting. He goes, how much are you going to take? I'm going to hit you again. And the dog goes, how about this? How about the left right to your face? And he knocks the cat over. And that's the end of that. And I'll put under lose some. It's got to be, right? Curb Your Enthusiasm will likely end with season 12. Is there filming now?
Well, it has to come
in
at some point.
That's right. It was a long run. Sure. Absolutely. Couple bad beats. Oh, mama. UAB under, went over in overtime, and Wisconsin, North Texas over 115. Impossible. Number one, you had the announcer jinx with Fran Fraschilla.
Yep.
Hey, the total was 115. They're going to obliterate that.
Yep.
The first half went over with 8 minutes remaining still in the first half. And then Wisconsin doesn't score in the last 9 minutes, and the game stays under. Impossible.
They had 3 points in the final 13 minutes.
Oh!
And that last possession, fellas, pass it a couple more times, would you please? If you were watching the game.
The Hepburn kid couldn't miss in the first half.
And then I could go, Paul, if we were doing, I don't know. Hey, it's follow the money, Fond du Lac, jeepers. Greg Gard's got to go. You think we're taking your calls today? If we're doing that show today, I could go off the rails for 2 hours, no problem.
Yeah.
No adjustments whatsoever. But think about what had to happen in that game.
Yeah.
For that to happen,
you're up.
They
eight.
Had 41 points at halftime.
Right, 41 at halftime.
You scored 13 points in the first 11 minutes. You couldn't score again.
Yep.
Over the final 9 minutes.
I think Wisconsin's a tough beat. You're up 8 with 9 minutes, and a game played in the 50s. You're up 8 with 9 minutes. You don't score the rest of the game.
Yeah. I have a couple of minutes to take away that I need on this. I'll get to it at some point during the show today.
Gotcha. All right. Very good. Excellent job. There it is. Win lose. How about a quick power rating Wednesday? I saw this from Las Vegas, Chris, and I know you had it as well. But the worst pain you've ever felt, and if everything pales in comparison. But Las Vegas, Chris, pro sports better on this network many times. Kidney stones put me in the hospital. I thought severe gout was as bad as it gets. No way to contort the body to any relief. They laugh. Kidney stones laugh at morphine. Useless. Fun times.
Okay.
I mean,
So, okay, you've never had one before.
No, no.
So you're asking, like, what's the most physical pain that you can feel? What is the most physical pain that you've ever felt? You know? You break a bone?
A slap shot and a foul. I was a catcher and goalie. A slap shot and a foul tip below the equator.
How long did it last?
It was rough.
Yeah, it's not comfortable when that happens.
The foul tip was rough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing you can do about that.
No.
He's right about this with the morphine. I've said this before on the air when I went. This is during the pandemic. So imagine this. After the show one day, we were doing all the shows from home.
Uh-huh.
And it's... every single break, I had to get up and go to the bathroom. I had like this urinating sensation the whole time that would not go away. Clearly, I knew something was wrong. As soon as the show was over with, the pain was so intolerable that I had to crawl over to our bedroom and wake up my wife and say, I was pounding on the floor. I'm like, you got to take me in. Like, I couldn't even talk really. I'm like, and nothing was comfortable.
My buddy, sitting down, laying down, whatever. Yep. Same thing I heard.
Going to the ER right during the pandemic. There's nobody there. There's not a single person in there. I finally get taken back to the room and I'm begging for mercy. They give me a vial this big of morphine. Just stuff it right in me. I'm like, I don't feel anything.
I need more. Oh.
They came back and gave me 1.5 times that morphine, gave it to me again with a vial that big of Toradol. And finally it started to go away. And then I had to go to the pharmacy and pick up painkillers for later on in the day. Excruciating. If you've had it, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And I used to have migraines that were so bad, much younger. I would force myself to throw up because it was the only thing that would make it go away. And migraines are, I don't wish those on my worst enemy. Nothing compared to a kidney stone.
FTM@vsin.com, email, or you can tweet at us as well. What Mitch said in Las Vegas, Chris, the kidney stones, they just laugh at the morphine. Laugh. Get everything you need to bet on baseball with our betting guide, available now. Futures team previews, best bets. Adam Burke breaks down all the new rules with impact bettors. Sign up today, get full access for 30 days, only $19. vsin.com/subscribe.
VSIN betting analyst Josh Applebaum on the program coming up next. We'll find out what he likes here early on a Wednesday morning.
This is Follow the Money on VSIN.
Longest winning streak of the season. Who's going to be in first place after April? Race to 10. All good stuff and great house specials and menu at Bet Rivers. It's a place to be. And you can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their Bet Rivers squares. Place a qualifying bet and get a bonus square. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com.
Sports betting analyst for VSIN, Josh Applebaum, joins the program now. His two podcasts are called Morning Bets and Market Insights. He joins the show every Wednesday at this time. Josh, good morning. Thanks for the time as always. Let's get you here your midweek report on the Final Four, as San Diego State now is pretty much up to 2 across the board with a total around 131.5. And then the night game, UConn bumped up from 5 to 5.5 and a high total here of 149.5. Your thoughts on both those contests coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, Mitch and Paulie, it's great to be with you. Good morning here. So 3 days away from the Final Four, I think you got to treat this week kind of like a football week. Obviously, we've had, you know, these back-to-back, you know, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the best sports betting day of the year, those first two rounds. But now we have this layoff here. So the public, again, isn't really going to bet these games until we get closer to Saturday. So I think you take it with a grain of salt. You monitor these lines each day. But just remember, a lot of that big handle from the betting public is going to come in a few days from now. But as of right now, guys, I'll be taking FAU in the points in this spot. It looks to me like you're kind of shaping up to be a little bit of a contrarian line freeze play here. You have San Diego State, as you mentioned, Paulie, opening around -1.5, -2. Really hasn't moved off of San Diego State, -2. What's notable to me is that it's a slight public play to San Diego State. Obviously, you know, beating Creighton, beating Alabama. It's a team that is really impressed throughout the tournament. FAU, I still think there's kind of an anti-small school bias with FAU, even though you're seeing their conference do pretty well. Actually, you have UAB and North Texas both battling the NIT. So the conference looks probably more competitive than you thought when you went into the tournament. But the big thing for me, guys, right now you're getting 54% of bets on San Diego State, slight majority of bets. But if you flip it the other way, Florida State, only 46% of bets, but a little more than half the money. So using our VSiN.com bet splits, it looks like Florida Atlantic is shaping up to be a contrarian play and a heavily bet 6 o'clock game. A little bit of low bets, higher dollars here, telling you some of the more respected wagers are leaning FAU. Next move is obviously critical. If you see this thing creep down to 1.5, that's going to be a great sign if you like FAU in this spot. KenPom does have San Diego State winning by 1 point, so if you're getting a +2 with Florida Atlantic, a little bit of value there based on the KenPom discrepancy. And here's an angle I like in March Madness, guys. If you're a dog in which the line either stays the same or moves in your favor, those teams are 57% against the spread in March Madness since 2018. And also, we know San Diego State is this great defensive team, but FAU really checks off quite a few boxes offensively. And if I'm on a dog, I want a dog that can either keep pace and score or backdoor cover. FAU is averaging 78 points a game, only 72 for SDSU. Better field goal percentage with Florida Atlantic, 47% versus 44%. Better three-point shooting, 37% versus 35%. And better rebounding, 36 boards a game versus 33. So I'm looking toward +2 here with FAU, guys. And I'd also keep an eye on the total. We did see it tick down a little bit. It was 132.5. It's down to 131.5 at quite a few shops. Only 40% of bets, but 60% of the money is going with the under here. And we do have both teams here, top 30 adjusted defense, and really slow here, especially with San Diego State 65.7 tempo. So keep an eye on the total. It ticked down a little bit, but I'd be leaning toward FAU with the +2 here.
Okay. Oh,
yep. Very good. How about this tax you're paying with UConn in the other game? are they going to cover every game here and blow people out, especially in the second half?
Yeah, it's unbelievable here, Paulie. And if you look at the updated title odds here, UConn is minus 125 at DraftKings to cut down the Nets. San Diego State plus 400, Miami plus 450, FAU plus 650. So I think you have a lot of people just saying, hey, I'll just take UConn to win the whole thing. Now, what's notable to me is this is going to be your contrarian play if you want to go with Miami, Florida. We saw this opener. You guys mentioned it. Open UConn -5, got up to -5.5. And I was saying, hey, let's just sit back. Let's let the public fall in love with UConn. They've looked so impressive. You've dismantled Gonzaga pretty easily there. Let's see if we can let this thing get inflated as high as it can go. Can you get a +6? Does it get to 6.5? I was going to kind of sit back and wait and see if I could get a better number here on Miami, Florida. However, we've kind of reached, as of right now on a Wednesday, kind of a bit of a line of demarcation. It went 5 to 5.5. But guys, I'm not really seeing it going to 6. It looks like there's a reluctance as of now for the books to go up to 6 for fear of giving out a +6 here inflated line to Miami, Florida. Obviously, with their guards, they've been fantastic. They've been winning a lot of these games, obviously, outright as a dog here. I'm a little concerned with KenPom. He's got a 7-point game here. UConn has a big advantage down low with their big men and rebounding. But if you look at both these teams in terms of the total, guys, here's a little nugget for you. 149.5, the total really hasn't moved off of the opener here. But if you look toward the overs in the Final Four since 2015, the over is 11 and 3, 79% in the Final Four. So you typically see the cream rise to the top. You see a lot of good offense here, Final Four. So if we see this thing creep up to 150, 150.5, that's gonna be further validation of the over. I'm kind of torn, guys. I'm still waiting for a Miami +6, but it's tough to bet against UConn. They look really good right now.
Yep, totally agree. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Josh Applebaum, our guest, VSiN Sports Betting Analyst. Paulie and I will spend more time throughout the show talking Major League Baseball win totals, and we like some unders this year. But let's start off with your regional team there that's so popular in Boston with the Red Sox. A little bit of an uptick here, right? But we don't typically see the Red Sox, Josh, priced somewhere in the 70s. What do you want to do with this number?
Yeah, it's unbelievable here. You know, to our Nesson audience, you may actually like this preview here. I'm actually going to buy low on Boston, take the over win total. It opened at 76.5. It's up to 78.5. And the notable thing to me, guys, is that you've seen this total rise. Now, obviously, the Red Sox, you know, they're last place, win the World Series, last place, you know, go to the playoffs. They've been super inconsistent over the last decade or so. So they've been very boom or bust. But they're in a very kind of unique position here where they're being undervalued. There's really not much expectations for Boston this year. I can tell you just from being born and raised and growing up and living in the Boston area my whole life here, you go to a Dunkin' Donuts around the corner, you talk to a regular Bostonian, everyone's down on Boston. They're mad at Chaim Bloom for letting Xander Bogaerts go for nothing, trading away Mookie Betts, not getting much in return. This is a team that everyone's mad at in this region. But yet, what's the betting market doing? The betting market is rising. The Red Sox have had the biggest jump in their win total of any team, 76.5 up to 78.5, 85% of bets, 90% of the money to the over. And just ask yourself, you know, can they win you 79 games this year? They won 78 last year. Can they be one game better? I think the answer is yes. And really with Chaim Bloom, you're banking on Yoshida to really play well. He was fantastic in the WBC, but really loading up on these veterans, Corey Kluber, Kenley Jansen, improving your bullpen. adding Justin Turner and Duvall. What can you get out of Tristan Casas? He's a first baseman a lot of people are high on around here. And then Chris Sale. What are you going to get out of Sale? You don't expect much. He gets hurt every year. But FanGraphs does have the Red Sox going 83-79. So if everyone in my region's telling me the Red Sox are terrible, then why is this win total rising? It's kind of a bit of a contrarian over, guys. I'm going to take the Red Sox over 78.5.
All right, one more. Short on time. How about the Mets, though? Diaz out, Quintana out till middle of the summer. What do you think of the Mets?
Yeah, Paulie, I'm going to take the under with the Mets here. Obviously, the Edwin Diaz injury is huge, getting hurt in the WBC. But Red Sox had the highest over jump here. The Mets have had the biggest under dip here. They opened at 95.5 wins. They're down to 92.5. They won 101 games last year. They were great. But the public's riding the Mets. They're getting in 75% of the bets, but yet we have seen this total fall. I think losing Diaz is huge. You know, will you have three fewer saves, three fewer wins without the trumpet playing and him coming out and, you know, closing the door on the opponent? I think that's definitely in the cards here. You pick up Verlander, but that Diaz injury is huge. FanGraphs has him at 89-73. So I'll kind of buy low here, go contrarian, and take the Mets under 92.5.
Very cool. Again, get Josh's two podcasts. One is called Morning Bets. The other is Market Insights. Wherever you get your podcasts, and you can follow Josh on Twitter. He is at Josh_insights. Thanks for the time, and enjoy opening day tomorrow, Josh. We appreciate it.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
There
good
you
luck,
go.
Guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
There you go. All right, good stuff there. Would you take Miami +6? I'm with him. That's a big number.
Yeah.
I know we documented how UConn is just blasting teams so far, and that can happen throughout six games in March Madness, but look at what Miami's doing.
I know. Well, I mean, first of all, the Drake game. They're lucky to be here. And I still respect them, and they're a good team, but they're dead and buried against Drake. And then how they come back against Texas, and they're not hitting. Well, they hit two threes and come back down 12.
I'll tell you, Texas UConn is super sexy.
Yeah,
but this Miami matchup is almost right on par with it. I think UConn would have been about 1.5, 2 maybe against Texas.
Well, again, I did it. I went against my own question and advice, but I've been asking it for 2 weeks to whoever's on. How do you go against Conference USA? It's ridiculous. All they do is they win every game.
Yep.
See if the Owls can get to the title game.
Good feedback on the worst pain that you can
right.
go through.
Thanks, guys. Yep.
The emails that we're getting, fteam@vsin.com, saying the kidney stones are just, again, there's nothing you can. However, on Twitter, we are getting great suggestions here. Robert, Jason, others, lower back issues.
Yeah.
And Jason said his went out years ago on the floor, couldn't move for hours. Happened to my brother before. And I don't have it that bad. But I'm not a back sleeper, so I got to sleep on my side or my stomach, but I have a bad...
You sleep on your stomach?
I can't sleep on my back.
You're kidding.
I cannot fall asleep on my... Never in my life.
It's the only way I do it. It's the only way I roll.
When you have lower back pain, that doesn't go well when you're a stomach or a side sleeper.
Yeah,
so I'm just... It's like... Ah! It's a nightmare every night.
You got to try the acupuncture if you have... I mean, I'm not saying it's... But I've been in five, six car accidents. The acupuncture can help you.
The amount of Tylenol PMs I've choked down in the last couple of years. Yeah. Good for the...
Bad news. Yeah.
Door one or door two up next. Paulie claims this is his best question he'll ask to date.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never see me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
That's my game.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Michael Lombardi coming up later in the show, and it's football season all the time. And the GM Shuffle podcast is a must-listen for every football fan. Lombardi goes off uncensored with an occasional Sopranos opinion on players, teams, coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings today, wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go.
It's time to play everyone's favorite Follow the Money game. Live from the VSiN studios.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
This is door number one.
New high score!
What does high score mean? New high score, is that bad? What's that mean? Did I break it?
Or door number two.
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
Here's Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
All right, baby, here we go. All right, see if I can live up to the hype here. Who's the better actor? Door one, Daniel Day-Lewis. Door two, Jack Nicholson. Lewis, three Oscars for Best Actor, the only one to do that. Six nominations. Nicholson, three Oscars, one for Best Supporting Actor. 12 nominations, most for a male. Six Golden Globes. Door one, door two.
I got to go Jack, just because the resume is deeper. And I've only seen a couple of Daniel Day-Lewis's movies. So
you didn't like Gangs of New York?
No, I didn't. I thought it was...
Wow.
What about
his performance, though?
Well, he was good. I mean, he was really, really good. I thought the movie was just... In fact, it's not memorable to me.
Okay.
And the whole time I was like, I kept pausing. I'm like, how much is left in this movie? I can't wait till it's over with. So
really?
Oh, yeah. I did not care.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I really was because I was super excited to watch it. But Jack's resume speaks for itself. I mean, you can put him against anybody ever.
Oh, yeah. Now, Jack turns 86 in April. I can't remember the last time I saw him at a Lakers game. How would you rank his top three performances? That's another one where, good luck.
I don't even think it's possible.
Yeah. I've got to help you out and say top five. I mean, if I throw top three at you, Shining, Cuckoo's Nest, do you go Joker, Good as It Gets, Chinatown? I mean,
Shining's absolutely in the top three.
He's great.
Men's going to have to be up there. Yeah. The thing about Daniel Day-Lewis that you have to appreciate is he didn't do a lot of movies.
That's right.
And
Lincoln, there's another one, Lincoln.
Yeah, specifically did that on purpose.
Yeah, Lincoln, yep.
You know, but the guy is...
There Will Be Blood, phenomenal performance.
He's an A-plus actor,
though. Yes, he is.
With whatever he does. I'll ask you a follow-up then, door one or door two, because there's a new Joker movie out with Joaquin Phoenix. Who's the better Joker, Phoenix or Jack?
Oh, man.
Lady Gaga plays the new Harley Quinn.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they doing? There's just too much of this now. I can't keep track of the Batman and the Riddlers and the...
Too many versions of it.
There was a Jared Leto Joker.
For a minute, yeah.
Yeah, Joaquin was very good. I would rank him... that's tough.
Well, we have to agree that Ledger was number one.
Yeah, Ledger is number one.
Yeah.
I don't think... Yeah.
I think Joaquin has a great argument that his Batman is better than Jack's.
I think Jack made over $100 million on that because he got a piece of the merchandise and everything.
Really? A good move.
It's a tough call that they play. Yeah. Boy, it's hard. I would say Jack Joaquin's playing the more lunatic angle of it, and you know, nutcase, and he nailed the laughing. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that.
The Yankees to miss the playoffs at +340. That's door number one. Or door number two, the Cubs to make the playoffs around the same number, +360.
I'll have to go door two. One could happen, but it would have to involve several injuries, which we're already on track with the Yankees. But the Cubs could surprise a lot of people. And I know Adam Burke and Matt Vasgersian like them over the win total. I really like the Cardinals to win the division, by the way, at $1.20. But I guess you could say the same thing with the Cardinals. If they have injuries, that could open the door for the Cubs because a lot of people aren't buying the Brewers. So I will say door two. Give me the Cubs to make the playoffs. Okay. And they don't have to win the division.
Yeah,
I think the Cubs could surprise people. And maybe this Bellinger thing works out and he finds his MVP form and turns it around.
I know we're going to do more on yes-no playoff odds coming up in a little bit. I do think the Cubs can get there. I think the path in the National League is a lot easier. That's why I can see both of these things happening. The American League is going to be a gauntlet this year.
First of all, could be.
The Yankees division is very good, and it's very top-heavy.
All right. Play along, email, participate, ftm@vsin.com or tweet. Florida Atlantic wins it all in college hoops, or door one, or door two, Coastal Carolina. Take your pick. Coastal Carolina, a Boise, someone like that wins the college football playoff.
Are you asking me which is more likely or which I would prefer?
No, what do you want to see? What do you want to see? What would you rather have happen?
Well, this is what it's all about, right? March Madness and the underdog and Cinderella. Could one finally like take it all the way down? Although, I have to be honest, I would love to see in football probably a little bit more. Because if you could go back again and we can get a playoff with that Boise team.
Because there's so many people that don't think they belong.
Exactly right. That Boise team could have defeated anybody.
Absolutely.
They were that good.
And they did.
Yeah. So they just happened to lose on a fluke, and some people think that kick was good in overtime against Nevada, and they were good enough to win the national title that year. But this is, I mean, for a 9 seed to win, and for the story for Conference USA to be written like this in 2023 would be all-time good. To me, nothing, again, going back, we said this yesterday, nothing would ever take the cake about Butler beating Duke. If Hayward hits that shot at half court and they walk the trophy to Hinkle, it's the best story in sports ever. I'm convinced of that.
I would also go door two. It's great. As much as I love college basketball, if the Owls can do it, like a take your pick, like an App State, a Boise State, a Coastal Carolina, whatever. But that goes back to who's considered the little guy now in college football. I mean, Cincinnati is now moving to the Big 12 and all these, you know, so they're no longer a little guy.
Yep. Okay, so props here that are up at DraftKings. Door number one, most regular season wins by any team, Paulie, in Major League Baseball, over 105.5. Or the Washington Nationals go under 59.5 because that's the lowest total on the board.
Oh, my God. Can you be that bad? I know, but it's baseball. You win 62 on accident, 64 on accident.
You know what one of the most popular bets on the board is going to be tomorrow? The Braves are laying 240 on the road against Patrick Corbin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was so bad last year.
Raise your hand if you don't have the Braves on the run line tomorrow.
Yeah.
The country will go silent.
I'm going to say door one. Someone will win 106 games.
I think so, too.
Especially, it could be, let's say that either the Dodgers or the Padres have some monster injuries. And then it's just, okay, we're going to clean up on the rest of that division. Even though they've tinkered with the change of schedule.
Right.
But still, I could see that. I'd have to go door one. You?
I think so, too.
No? Okay.
Although, again, this is something where I could see both of those happening. The worst teams in baseball for many years now, they have won very few games.
Yep. Yep.
And they lose 100 like every single year.
Tough call. I'll give you one more. In light of what happened last night. Huge win for the Oilers. Huge. Quick was a sieve. Whoa. The Vegas Golden Knights win the Pacific Division. Same price now. Or Arsenal wins the Premier League. Door one, Vegas. Door two, Arsenal.
I'll go Golden Knights.
Yep. Sorry, guys. I had to change that because of the MB Joker movement. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. I'm going to go Golden Knights because...
Tough schedule. Edmonton's got an easy schedule.
What if Edmonton won the game on Saturday?
Edmonton was going
to
do it.
They'd be tied in points right now.
Edmonton has an easy schedule.
They went from 10-1 to win their division to +350 in one game.
Yes.
Last night. I'm still going to say the Golden Knights.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you want to go Arsenal?
No, I don't trust him.
I don't either.
I don't trust him.
Yeah.
It's a tough call, though, but maybe it was just a fluke what happened. I mean, you give up 7 goals and Quick got the hook, but you play the schedule game. Watch out.
Yeah.
Great job on Vegas regular. Shame, I've had this. This sciatic nerve, whatever,
brought
me to my knees. I had Stanford Steve was in town like 3 years ago, and we were supposed to hang out. And I'm like, sorry, I can't. I'm doubling over in pain. You know what I had immediately? The shooting pain down your leg, walking around hunched over. What? Oh, it was so bad. It lasted for like a week.
What causes it?
Too much sitting. One of them, yeah, sitting, not bad posture. You got to do stretching exercises and all this. And oh, was it so bad. I can't believe I forgot it. Anyways, his rankings, kidney stone, the sciatic nerve, broken rib. Sciatic, however you pronounce it, right?
Yep.
Oh, number 2 with a bullet. I had, that was so bad.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, I was doubled
over. So that's the worst pain you've ever felt?
Absolutely. Shame on me. I forgot about
it. It makes sense.
Was it brutal.
Is it like a lightning bolt all the way down your leg the whole time?
All the way down. It goes all the way down.
Yeah, again, what are you supposed to do in instances like this? Nothing. Nothing's going to work.
No.
By the way, Stanford Steve was in town this week. He was at the game last night before he left.
Oh, did he?
At the Golden Knights game. So he had a chance. It was like, that was 3-2, 9 minutes into the game, I think, last night.
Yeah.
He was out here at the UConn game as well. Good dude, that Stanford Steve.
No notice. Hey, I'm in town. Come on down, circuits. DM, by the way. He's got my phone number.
Yeah. I like to do that to people, too.
Hey.
Hey, I'll be in town for 2 hours this afternoon.
Sure.
You're going to be able to meet up, are you not?
Yeah, right.
All right. Up next, early Masters bets to lock in now before that event falls into our lap next week. Indy Jeff Seeley is going to join the program to discuss that and also who he likes this week at the Texas Open. All coming up here. And follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.